Ooh, I'm Rory, I'm an alcoholic.
Rory.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for having us. Chris, my sponsor, thank you for inviting me on up here. It takes a sponsor, I think, to come up with an idea that a two-hour drive to the desert during football season on a Sunday is a good idea. But I'm glad to be here. You used to have this running joke with me a few years ago, and it was, he'd say, hey, no, he wouldn't say, hey, man. He'd say, hey, bro, I got 3 months more sobriety than you, so if you ever need a sponsor, you can hit me up, all right? And he thought it was funny. Little did he know, you know, a couple years later, I'd come calling. My sobriety date is October 3rd of 2022. I have a home group. It's Vicious Cycle Men's Book Study. And I have a sponsor that knows he's my sponsor. I want to welcome our newcomers. Welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. If you don't hear anything else from me tonight, you know, please know that we have a solution here for a drinking problem. Know that you're welcome here. And if you find yourself in that place of not having an answer, if you want what we have, do what we do, get a sponsor, work the steps. You know, that's the message I was given that I believe in. So 10 minutes, you know, starting 2006, it's August 14th. I was thinking about this because I really like to tell everybody who I think I am. But August 14th of 2006, I was leaving work early because I was going to go meet somebody. And so Fridays were hard enough to get to a full work day. I was opening the door to my Ford Aerostar van that had duct tape on the side window because I had shattered it when I locked my keys in it. I'm on court cards. I have probation in a few different cities. I'm barely holding on to the job that I'm leaving early. Haven't seen my kids in a couple weeks, and this is all a direct result of my drinking problem, my drinking career. I had 45 days of sober time at that time. I was introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous through the court cards, and I really liked your announcement, by the way, because I remember handing my court cards in to all the meetings I went to, and whoever took it, right, whoever the person was that, like, oh, I'll take those, right, you know, do this with it, I swore I thought they were going to, like, they were connected to probation, right, because that was my introduction to AA, and I remember people laughing at me because I wouldn't forge my court card because I thought, don't know, you know? And so I actually like that announcement because I didn't know. To me, it was all one and the same, right? Organization, people giving instruction. Anyway, so I got 45 days of dry time. And as I'm opening the door, I remember thinking I'm going to have two Bud Lights. That was the plan. And this is a guy that's got a DUI in one city, domestic issues in another, and a diversion program in another. They don't know about each other yet, and I'm just going to have a couple Bud Lights. And the short of that is I don't remember what happened to Saturday. Sunday morning, we're passing a pipe, a guitar, and an eviction notice that we're going to beat, right? We're going to get through this. And that was my first moment of clarity, the gift of desperation. And I had a voice, like I heard something very loud, very clear, and it said, Rory, your life is messed up. It's going to get worse if you don't do something about it. So, the other thing I heard right after that is what I shared, because I had been going to meetings, and I heard, if you want what we have, do what we do, get a sponsor, work the steps. It was a message that I'm sure was just repeated in a couple of the men's groups that I was attending at the time that I really liked. I had never had a problem coming into Alcoholics Anonymous. You were welcoming, you were inviting, there was an attraction here. I didn't believe I could be sober and happy. That's where my disconnect was that kept me from trying the program. In that moment, all I wanted was to be sober. I was willing to sacrifice the happiness because I didn't want more problems. So I made the big tough guy call, called my dad, and I remember the answer, right? Hello, hey, Pop, it's Rory. What do you want, right? And I said, I just want to get cleaned up. Well, what's going to be different? And I told him I got a guy's number. I'm going to give him a call and see if he'll help me. And he said, you know, and my parents were loving. I come from a very fine home. I don't think that was ever an issue. I have some issues. I didn't know I was ever masking them. You know, the only solution that alcohol really was for me before I heard all this language that I've learned in these rooms, alcohol was really the only time I classified it as a solution is when I had a drug problem. It's like, I got to stop smoking crack. I'm just going to drink, right? And all of my real problems came as a result of my drinking career. But I never even thought about giving up drink. I mean, it's legal. So anyway, so I get home, cleaned up, get a cup of coffee. He reminds me that I need to make this phone call. And the next day I find myself sitting at a coffee shop reading the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous in broad daylight, surrounded by people, And I was like, dude, I thought this was supposed to be anonymous. And he said, think of all the things that you've done out there when you've been drinking and using, what people might have witnessed. He's like, do you think anybody here is going to care that you're reading a book that might save your life? And it was my first lesson in perception around here. I'm really grateful to that man. So fast forward, I caught fire. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm a regular attendee and active participant in my recovery, and I launch a very productive life for the next 15, 17 years of time in Alcoholics Anonymous. Then 2020 comes along. And 2020 for all of us was an interesting time. I went through a divorce, and initially there was this feeling of enthusiasm and freedom, and that was quickly wiped away and followed by bouts of self-pity, depression, loneliness, all that good stuff. And a gentleman reached out to me from Alcoholics Anonymous and told me there was a meeting that had reopened and kind of saved my life for a time. And again, all was good again. Tapped into the program of Alcoholics Anonymous and almost immediately got the results of fellowship and effort, etc. And somewhere along the lines of 2022, with just over 15 years of sobriety, the best I can surmise is that Alcoholics Anonymous was not getting the attention it deserved. My spiritual condition was a checklist item. It just wasn't as important as it should be. I was not in a fit spiritual condition on a daily basis, for sure. And I wasn't asking the questions that I was supposed to be asking on a daily basis. And I was doing things that, you know, alcoholics probably shouldn't do, especially if they're not in fit spiritual condition, which I was not. And I had a hard time coming to terms with that. So on October 2nd of 2022, the person I was hanging out with offered me a substance, and the only thought in my mind was, this will be fun, right? And it was immediately followed by remorse, regret, the whole gamut. So on October 3rd of that same year, I shot a text message out to my funny friend, and I said, all right, man, you want to be my sponsor or what? And we caught fire quick. And I'm always amazed, because one of my experiences around here, good or bad, but I think very good and positive, is that Alcoholics Anonymous, the program of action, always returns to me tenfold what I put into it, if I put into it. And that's been my real experience around here. Like, in a very short period of time, I was feeling good, I was feeling a part of, I was connected. What happened is, in December, a couple months later, if you stick around AA, this might happen to you, I started getting all these text messages. Miss you, bro. Happy birthday. Love you, brother. How's things going? Hope to see you. Congratulations on another year. And it occurred to me, I wasn't clean, right? I had this relapse in October that I just sat on. And I worked hard with my sponsor, but I didn't give him this, right? I just wanted to feel good again. So to wrap it up, I remember sitting there this one morning when I was getting these text messages, and I basically had three ideas that I was formulating about this. One was, I'm going to leave AA, right? I'm just going to do it with God. The second was, I'm just not going to take birthdays anymore. Nobody will know if I just don't take birthdays anymore. And I can't remember the other ones. You get the idea. But I remember thinking of that first one long and hard in a serious period of meditation, me and God. And thankfully, a voice said, Rory, you don't have a chance. And I called up Chris and I said, I relapsed a couple months ago, man. I know I need to own it, and I don't know how. I don't know how to own it, right? Because it was humbling, right? More than that, I think, but that's a good word for it. We came up with a plan. I owned up to my groups. I owned up to the manager of the house I was conducting a book study at, and I owned up to my sponsees. And it wasn't the easiest walk that next year of taking chips every 3 months, 6 months after speaking about the third step for the last decade, right? That was a hell of a walk, pardon my language. But I'm forever grateful for Chris's support in that, for what Alcoholics Anonymous has given me. The life I have has been built up by Alcoholics Anonymous and what I've learned around here. And the fact that I still have it is because of the message and instructions in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, my experience is really this. Of all the things in my life that I've tried to re-get and re-up that feeling from, that failed me repeatedly, Alcoholics Anonymous has always succeeded, right? It has always paid dividends on the work that I put into it. Thanks for letting me share.